Free your mind with the very best of chilled classics. The brilliant new double album, out now. Your inner beauty is reflected in every star. The Celestial Collection. A diamond is forever. Food lovers wanted for new culinary delights. Food Night, Fridays from 9 on Discovery Travel and Living. Oh, Eddie,
stand up!
Why are you so bad?
Stand up!
Always playing so hard,
stand up!
Blowing things up. Four nights with the baddest of boys. Eddie Murphy Week starts this Monday at 10 with Beverly Hills Cop 3 on Paramount Comedy 1. Envy Yourself. Lacrima by Buchara. Advanced night repair for eyes. Now eye care becomes eye repair. New from Estee Lauder. The glamour of the 77th Academy Awards on Sky with very irresistible Givenchy.
Welcome to the table. Please ensure your seat is in the upright position.
What?
Your spoon is situated to the right of your bowl.
Are you all right?
In the unlikely event of the milk running out, you will find two more pints situated towards the rear compartment of the fridge.
I think you need a holiday.
I thought you'd never ask.
It was some time before she saw him again, having a late supper by himself in the back of the coupole. At first she took him for a Spaniard or a Basque, although she could not have said exactly why. There was something of the mountains about him, with his head that looked as if it had been cut from rock, almost ugly in profile, but with a fierce charm and a very small scar on one cheek. And he rather formally dressed, as if he belonged to some former age, or at least as if he purchased his suits in foreign capitals. He definitely didn't look very French. He was perhaps 55, and she was certainly fascinated by him, yet at the same time a bit wary, for there was something about him, a look in his eye, a curious reserve or distance, something unfathomable and withdrawn, so that she kept her distance whenever she happened to see him. An excerpt from Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
"You're the only one who knows how to get past Fluffy, aren't you, Hagrid?" said Harry anxiously. "And you wouldn't tell anyone, would you? Not even one of the teachers?"
"Not a soul knows except me and Dumbledore," said Hagrid proudly.
"Well, that's something," Harry muttered to the others. "Hagrid, can we have a window open? I'm boiling." Harry noticed him glance at the fire. Harry looked at it too. "Hagrid, what's that?" But he already knew what it was. In the very heart of the fire, underneath the kettle, was a huge black egg.